Hi, gang, and welcome along to Copper Plate Podcast number 280. Alan O'Leary here at the Knobs, as always, to keep you warm in these cold days that are coming into March. Let's get underway with a mighty set from London's finest, the London Lasses.
We'll be right back.
Great start there from London Lasses and their great CD, Treks Across the Deep. Great to be with you again. Our monthly trawl through the treasures at hiding in copperplatemailorders.com's roster, and are all on sale to you, apart from the next one, which is very, very special. The girls play two jigs and two reels there. The Behola jig and then the Besom in Bloom, and then one reel of Paddy Taylor's, and then the Piper on Horseback, which has led me on to program the next song, especially one of our greatest supporters out there, regular donator to the Copper Plates Relief Fund, the great Richard Laycock. Thanks very much, Richard. I played three or four tracks about horses a couple of months ago, and Richard's just got into it. I think it's 2001 it was, but Richard's just discovered it on our website, and I was delighted to be there. So I found this one in the interim as well. Great song that I love about horses, from that great guitar player and singer Jerry O'Byrne, and it's the title track from his album, and it's called Swimming with Horses. All for you, Richard.
They're swimming the horses down at the pier. They're gonna race them again this year. You hear them blowing, throwing their heads up over the waves. Didn't we roam far when the weather was fine? Laugh and drink the red, red wine like all the other drunken lovers, climbing their ivy vines to the moon. Out west will come back to haunt me, back here in this reverie a stray away cry is heard, it echoes like the night bird out over Dunee. Them again this year, you hear them blowing, throwing their heads up over the waves.
Love that very, very much. Love that song. And I have seen them swimming the horses, and it's a beautiful sight to see. The horses so enjoy being in the water. It's absolutely glorious. That goes out to you, Richard, and thanks very much for your regular generous donations to this fund, indeed. Well, good to be with you, folks. It seems strange. It's only three days ago I done my latest weekly Copperplate time, and here I am doing another one, trying to get this ready for you for the 1st of March. And fingers crossed, here we go. A great favourite here of mine from Marcus O'Muraku's CD Todos Kiol, flute playing from the north and the west of Ireland. I don't know, he plays it all in the other parts of Ireland as well, I'm sure. But he's joined on this particular track by my dear friend Oisin McDiarmida. They play three great reels, The Boy in the Gap, The Boy in the Boat, and The Boy on the Hilltop. It's a lovely set that I love playing. And can I send this out to Dan Metcalf up there in Blackpool up there in Lancashire. I think you might like this one, Daniel. Fill Your Boots, Marcus Amorco. Set of reels there, as I say, played by Marcus Amorco on flute and the great Oisin McDiarmada on fiddle. Indeed, lovely to hear those three again. Gonna take some box playing now. As I said, I have nothing new to report to you this particular month. No new releases, but we have a couple have come back into stock, including this lovely CD from Dahi Gormley, Fiddling Without a Bow. Great title, I love it so much. He's accompanied by Catherine McHugh on the piano and this lovely set of jigs, Jackson's, Finbar Dwyer's, and Hinchy's Delight. ¶¶ Hence the light, played by the great Di Gormley there, from, as I say, Fiddling Without a Bow. Great, great. Always tickles me, that one, for some reason. I don't know. The closest we've got to a new release is we're getting some more stock in of Inside Out. Fine fiddle player Andre Dinan and Jim Richardson brought this out, and they were making the record. Sadly, Andrew died before they could finish, well after they finished recording it, and Jim's brought it out in memory of Andy, and he's playing the way it won't be forgotten. A lot of help from Mick McGoldrick and people like that to bring this out. Andy was a stalwart of the Manchester fiddle Irish music scene up there in Lancashire, and great, great guy. I met him a couple of times, and as I say, we're glad to carry this on copper plate, just to keep his name in the frame, as they say. So, from Inside Out by Andrew Dinan on fiddle and Jim Richardson, we're going to play three reels, one of Paddy Taylor's, named after his daughter Katie, shot one of Sean Ryan's, and the Silver Spear. Thank you. Some fiddle playing there, eh? And the late, great Andy Dinan there with three lovely reels with Jim Richardson on percussion and accompaniment from the album Inside Out. Super stuff. Yeah, let's send it out to Richard Hartnett. Thanks very much, Richard, for your support during the month. Much appreciated indeed. Well, it's March, just the month of March coming up, and everyone thinks of St. Patrick's Day, of course. And I'm going to play this particular track very, very much. A song that originated in Newfoundland and sung here to perfection by the great Nora Rendell, a mainstay of the Minnesota Irish musical scene and teaching loads of kids over there, doing great, great work. This comes from her album. We're very proud to carry on Copperplate Mail Order. Nora Rendell from Spinning Yarns and St. Patrick's Day.
Once more on St.
Lovely playing there from Ben Lennon and Tony O'Connell from their lovely album Ross Inverbrays. Absolutely beautiful. Two barn dances composed by the brother, young Charles, and named after Ben indeed, Lord Leitrim. And then the Earl of Thomond was the second of those barn dances, as I say, from Ross Inverbrays. I'm going to play them especially for Carol Byrne over there in Skerries in North Dublin, a big fan of the Lennons and their music, and I bet she's a fine player herself too. Like that track very, very much. Okay, going to take some banjo playing now from Jerry O'Connor and his great album that we're proud to carry on Copperplate, No Place Like Home. Could have played especially for two people indeed. Richard Grant up there in the Highlands of Scotland, and a young lady who commented on my last program that Jerry O'Connor was her favourite banjo player, but it was the wrong Jerry. She heard it was Jerry the fiddle player. But this is Jerry O'Connor from Nina and the banjo, and close to my heart, this particularly used to be my opening track, my opening music from many years ago, in another life, maybe even, as I say, from No Place Like Home. Jerry Banjo O'Connor with the Bag of Spuds and the Copper Plate Reels.
Thank you.
were great playing there, Jerry Banjo O'Connor, with two great tunes, The Beggar's Buds and The Copper Plate Reels. He used to break out in a sweat when the red light used to come on, and then we used to play that. It's great hearing it again. Brought back many happy memories of good times. Good times indeed. Maybe you'll play that for my dear friend Rex Edwards. Thanks for your monthly donation to the support fund, Rex. Much appreciated, and thanks for your long email today. I'll get back to you when I get a minute or two. Some piping now. Must look after the brothers. And this is the great Leonard Barry from his album New Road, which I like very, very much. Three great reels again. The Limerick Lasses, Johnny McGowan's one of Reeves, and then the great Laurel Tree, as I say, from Leonard Barry and Friends. Thank you. Great track there from Len Barry, aided and abetted on fiddle as well, from some great fiddle playing accompany with him there, for the great Andy Morrow from the great band Dervish there. Some mighty fine playing and three great, great reels indeed. Gonna take a song now from the chaps again, and album I like very, very much as well, from a songwriter up there in Westport, the great Tony Reedy. And this is from his album called A Rough Shot of Lipstick, and it's got the best opening line ever. The sort of line you'd only hear in Ireland. I leave you in the capable hands of Tony and the Boy in the Gap.
He lost the run of himself. He ended up like a lost sheep in a trailer in the middle of the street, swaying and trying to find his feet. She took to the bed. She'd given up the ghost, saying no Venus for us all. Now I'm at the hour and living on toast. The boy in the gap, Bob was my uncle, washing the dishes, listening to the radio and waiting for the call to come home. Yeah, I was waiting for the cow to come home. They were away, far away, under a different sky, thinking back on the farm, getting it wrong, getting it right. You were a teenager in love with the sky, the wind and the rain, fields, the leaves and the trees, and the sound of the evening train. The boy in the gap, Bob was my uncle, washing the dishes, listening to the radio and waiting for the cows to come home. I was waiting for the cows to come home. Shouted okay, I ran to your call. That was my perfect day. The boy in the gap, Bob was my uncle, washing the dishes, listening to the radio and waiting for the cows to come home. I was waiting for the cows to come home.
Great Tony Reedy there with his great song, The Boy in the Gap. Another great production by Shamie O'Dowd. He really produces great albums. Someone should give him a good lead indeed. He lost the run of himself.
I love it. That's so Irish. That's so Irish. It ain't true, I've got to tell you.
Don't forget, you can buy any of these CDs I'm playing for you today on our website at copperplatemailorder.com, and there you'll find a whole page devoted to each CD with the track listings and sound bites and the reviews and pen pictures of the musicians, and even where possible some video of them playing from YouTube and things like that, all trying to entice you to buy a couple of CDs and help support Copperplate. We need your support, indeed. And also there is a fine, fine, well, playlist, which will have a link to the page, pertinent page for the particular CD you might be interested in that you've heard on here today. Indeed. Okay, going to turn to another two favourites of mine, Peter Horden and Jerry O'Connor and their album Fortune Favours the Blind. I always wanted to meet Peter, and I was over in Glasgow, Sligo, and I hired a car and drove down and spent three great days with Peter Horden, never to be forgotten. Absolute crack we had. God love him. That's six to bind indeed from this great CD. Three great North Connacht polkas, I would call them. The Corrin Cross polkas, The Lakes of Sligo, and The Memories of Ballymoat, played by Jerry Harrington and the great Peter Horden. Those polkas, many happy memories of Mr. Roger Sherlock playing them as well over here. Great, great stuff indeed. Just to go back one, I meant to dedicate the Tony Reedy track to Daniel Grush and his family over there in Washington, D.C., who's been in touch. Thanks very much, Daniel. Great to hear from you indeed. Got a track from another great pal, the late, great Joe Duran, the great accordion player, spent most of his life in the States. And this is from an album he made with Seamus Connolly, the great fiddle player from Clare, and the late John McGann, too, has passed on since making this with his mandolin and guitar accompaniment to the lads. From the Boston Edge, they play Sean Ryan's great reel, The Dash to Portobello, then McFarley's, and then Gagan's reel, as I say, from the Boston Edge. Thank you. Lovely reels there from Joe Duran, Seamus Connolly, and Jim McGann there, as I say, from their CD, The Boston Edge. Yeah, I'm running out of time. Only got time for one more, I'm afraid. So thanks very much for your company during the last 67 minutes or so. Really enjoyed playing music for you and sharing it with you. I hope you enjoyed it at your end. And as I say, if you did, maybe you'll get into copperplatemailorder.com and buy a few CDs. Also, while you're there, there's a donation button to donate some money to the upkeep and cover the costs of producing these podcasts. I mean, this is only 3 days ago. I'd done my previous my weekly Copper Plate Time podcast, but this is just a monthly podcast to get you through the month of March. Sorry, the tongue's not working too good today. Anyway, I'm sure you'll have a giggle at that. Indeed. If you want to drop us a line, it'd be great to hear from you. It's copperplate68@gmail.com. Always interested to hear from you. And Rex Edwards tells me he'd just be listening while having a cocktail or two. Sounds great, doesn't it? Okay, going to play out with a track from the Music and Mischief CD. I love the title of that one. From Kevin Crawford, Colin Farrell on fiddle, and Patrick Ducey on guitar. And I'm going to play these especially for Jim Butler up there in Altrincham, whose copy is on his way to him. I hope he's enjoying this. This track is mostly Colin Farrell's solo from the album. He plays jigs and reels, head first, the Night Heron, the Happy Shadow, and the Wild Lime. And there's some mighty fiddle playing, I can tell you, coming your way from Colin Farrell and from, as I say, Music and Mischief. They're all up to it. Music and Mischief, that's what I like to call this program indeed. So thanks very much for coming, as I say. And, don't forget you can hear our weekly plot. You can access it 24/7 from copperplatemailorder.com as well. So let's keep listening indeed. So till the next time, let's take you on the verge of April, even. This year is just flying by, isn't it? It's unbelievable. Thinking of you, thanks very much for your support and your love. And, till the next time, take care of each other out there. It's a crazy, crazy world.